Postmodern architecture draws from many different sources, and it isn't a unified style as a whole. In fact, it's been dubbed as neo-eclectic. That means it often has bits and pieces of other styles mixed in or referenced. For example, classical style columns may be thrown in, but the material that they're made out of may be quite different than what preceded, like a collage of laminated woods, or maybe a neoclassical column would be painted purple. Columns have always had a structural element in the past, but that may or may not be the case in postmodern architecture. Postmodern architecture frequently has a feeling of wit or irony when these echoes from the past are incorporated, and sometimes architects are utilizing some very playful colors in their buildings. Like postmodern art, postmodern architecture has rejected some of the previous modern style, and that would be the international style that preceded it. Sleek, boxy shapes are generally out. The Bauhaus theories of function and along with form have at times been tossed out the window with fanciful shapes that are very artistic but don't enhance a building functionally. Usually, postmodern architecture has a bit more ornament than the smooth international style. I hope you get an idea by looking at just a few of the famous contemporary architects that are still working today. In fact, if you do a web search of these three, their own personal architect services webpage will come up. I encourage you to look at the designs and plans of some of the construction that's going on in Dubai, as well as some of the existing structures that have just recently been built there. It's pretty amazing what architecture can do now.